Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday at the mic of VK7WY. This is Rick of VK7RI. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast station. On 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS, on 3.670 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, on 7.140 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, on 14.130 MHz, on 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT, UHF CB channel 24 in the Hobart area, thanks to Mark VK7FMAC. You can hear this rebroadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. Contest news: John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest. The field day will be held next weekend of the 16th and 17th of March 2024, and will run from 0100 UTC on the Saturday to 059 UTC on the Sunday. Logs need to be submitted by midnight the 14th of April 2024. The aim of the contest is to encourage and provide familiarisation with portable and field operations and provide training for emergency situations. The rules are therefore specifically designed and focused to encourage field operations. The contest is run each year in the memory of the late John Moyle, who was a long-term editor of the Wireless Weekly from 1947 till his untimely death in 1960. He served in the RAAF with distinction and was responsible for a number of innovative solutions to keeping radio and radar equipment working under difficult wartime and working conditions. Although the contest is primarily for portable or field operations, home stations can take part using different scoring system. The contest is open to all VK, ZL and P2 stations. All other stations are welcome to participate but can only claim points for contacts with VK, ZL and P2 stations. All VK, ZL and P2 stations can claim points for all contacts with any station in the world as long as the valid serial numbers are exchanged. Single or multi-operator portable or home entries can be either 24 or 6-hour using phone, CW, digital or modes, and can be in the HF, VHF, UHF or all bands. Model operator stations are not permitted in the home category. Most logging programs such as VKCL and N1MM cover the field day rules. That's 73 is in the WIA contest committee. Tassie Ham Conference. Save the date. Friday the 1st, Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of November 2024 are the dates for the next Tassie Ham Conference. After the very successful 2022 event and the fantastic feedback we received from the event, we're holding the next one on the first weekend in November 2024. The event will be slightly different from the format, with 1.5 days of presentation, activities and fun. We're not going to hold a ham expo on the Sunday and finish up proceedings at lunchtime on Sunday to enable interstate and overseas attendees to fly back home. Reese will again be holding the social evening and barbecue at the Reese Club Rooms located on top of the Queen's Domain on the Friday evening. Saturday the 2nd and 3rd of November 2024 will be Amateur Radio Conference with a full program of presentation, activities and fun. The location will be again the University of Tasmania in Sandy Bay campus. Watch the conference website for details of the presentations and details as they come to hand. Our previous VK7 Ham Conference presentations are available on the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel playlist. There will also be many wonderful and impressive raffle prizes that will be drawn across the weekend. And that's 73 from the Tassie Ham Expo Organising Committee. Statewide news, QSL update. Report from Herman of VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. If you live near another amateur and can collect and deliver their cards to their QTH, that would be a big help. Let Herman know if you can assist with that. The current list of cards is held the 23rd of February 2024 is in the email version of the broadcast. If Herman is holding cards for you and you would like them mailed to you rather than being delivered on an opportunity basis, then please send Herman some stamps. If you have any questions for EQSL cards, then you can please contact Herman by email, which is herman@ozimail.com.au. And that's 73 from Herman of VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA Manager of VK7 Inwards Curacao Bureau. Statewide news, Thursday night SSTV nets. Another busy night saw following participants of VK7s, DMH, ZAB, FGTT, ZGK, TW, ZSB, EV and ZIR, all sharing nearly 60 photos. This week's theme was pets and animals, and covered the topics of a pet rock, was curled up, cat painted on it, cute kittens, happy and grumpy cats, cats that want to scratch you and not go to the vets, a cat with a fiddle, a cat and the red dwarf, cat birth, the evil director of human resources, pigs in space, Laker, the first dog in space, pets and working dogs, 101 Dalmatians, the musical, Animal Farm by George Orwell, Animal, the drummer from the TV Muppet Show, the rock group of animals. Sorry, that's the rock group, the animals. An animal using a computer workstation, a white horse, ED the talking horse, and a very thin horse. From TV, the Pink Panther, Bambi, Rocky and Bullwinkle, birds including an ugly one, big prawn and an ugly fish, a goat, a bull of animals in the wild, and what does government and buses have in common. Remember Ken, VK7KRJs and Steve's VK7OOs, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both south and north of Tasmania. Also, if you've missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on Intark's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. There is no theme for next week's net. That's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. Now news from Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30pm on Saturday the 6th of April 2024, at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, which is in 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and the club rooms are open till 6pm for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell, or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. That's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, News Officer for the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. News from the North, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits on the Air and the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meet twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30am to 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And if you'd like more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. That's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast, Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. We start this week's happenings with the Wattleford Park Equine Endurance Ride. This saw some of our members heading off in the Sassafras direction at 4am last Saturday morning for the event's early start. It was successful from the providing of a communications point of view, and also because no emergency assistance was required for any of the horses or riders participating in the event. The weather was windy and cool in the morning until the sun finally decided to rise. Then the wind died down, the rest of the day was warm and pleasant. Luckily, the organisers had placed our communications trailer next door to the canteen trailer, making things easy for a quick coffee or egg and bacon roll. Hi, hi. Thank you to VK7's Roger, VK7ARN, Stuart, ES, Fran and Roscoe, RC, Peter, SP, Andre, ZAB, Idris, ZIR and Tony, ZTT, and Stefan ZSB, who attended one or more of the day's transporting equipment to and from setting up on the day. Thanks also to Rick VK7RI from the Northwest for volunteering to help swell the NTARC numbers on the day and manning one of the checkpoints. Now for a much more leisurely change of pace. Last Wednesday evening saw the NTARC Club Rooms opening for the specific purpose of members getting together and partaking in a live visual presentation on the Reached YouTube channel. The doors were open at 7 and saw a small trickle of members coming in, getting a drink, a piece of cake or two, and being seated by 7:30pm for the start of the presentation. I'm not going to steal Reece's thunder, but suffice to say the actual presentation was fascinating and extremely enlightening. I'm sure it will be covered later in the broadcast. The presentation started right on the time and lasted for about an hour and a quarter, weaving in with a clapping of appreciation to Mars for her excellent presentation. Silly, I suppose, it was only one-way linked like a Zoom session where we could contribute audio. But with a large screen TV, you were immersed in the event and felt you were there. Anyway, Mars certainly deserved the applause. The general discussions around the topic continued for about half an hour longer, then we disappeared into the night. The committee will run these special live YouTube watchings for a while to gauge our members' enthusiasm towards the concept. From its initial night, it certainly seems to be an area worth pursuing. Next one will be held on the 3rd of April, once again a Wednesday evening, with NTARC Club Room doors opening at 7pm for a 7:30pm start. It will be the history of Universal Coordinated Time. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC's website under blogs for this broadcast. Mug order? Yes, we're talking about the white mugs for drinking out of. Those have had our club logo on one side, personalised with your name and call sign on the other. We are placing another order, so if you'd like one of them, then please see Andre at the Friday Coffee Mornings or the Wednesday bi-weekly Club Technical Nights. Those members who have already requested a mug, please email secretary@ntarc.net to confirm order. Anyone else who wants to, please specify what name is to be printed on above the call sign. The final price will be about $12, depending on the eventual quantity ordered. Now, to upcoming events. Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. Testnet and CW, of course, on 3.580 MHz from 7pm till 7:30pm. And TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm till about 8:30pm. Your host for the evening will be Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10am to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is an endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Club Room Technical Night Session. The next session will be on Wednesday the 13th of March and will commence at the usual time of 6:30pm, running through to about 10pm in the Club Room at Archer Street in Rochelle. And finally, a reminder for all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5pm on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks, and that's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, secretary for NTARC Incorporated. And now down south, news from the south. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. March presentation. Space Junk and Amateur Radio. Reece March presentation night was a fascinating presentation from Mars Butterfield Addison, who is a PhD candidate with UTAS and CISRO, a computer scientist and science communicator. The title of the presentation was Space Junk and the Role Amateur Radio Can Play. Mars took us through what space junk actually is and why we need satellites. This led to the Space Surveillance Network, orbit types, and some of the reasons we have not solved this problem. What role does radio play, followed with what do we do about it in Tasmania, and were the world famous in radio telescope terms, and what has amateur radio contributed? There was a wonderful reference to the first time Sputnik was heard, and it was by OTC at the Queen's Domain, so our Reece Club is really is famous now for something else. We went through the AMSAT, ARISS and SATNOGS programs. This led to the parameters around the gathering of classification of data into the repositories like the Unified Data Library. There is certainly a huge potential for amateur radio to assist in these endeavours. Mars then took questions and answers for about 30 minutes. A huge thank you to Mars and partner Paris who came along. Keep an eye on the HAM conference presentations in November. We might well have Mars coming back. That's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. April presentation, save the date. The history of the UTC and the leap second. Reece's April presentation night will be a fascinating presentation from Peter Pocconorni, VK2 EMR. This will be a humorous presentation about how Universal Coordinated Time, or UTC, came into existence and why we need leap seconds. There will also be a very timely update from WRC23 on leap seconds as well. Peter attended the World Radio Conference in 2023 with Dale Hughes, as well versed in ITU and WRC Behemoth, as he has been involved many years due to his professional maritime background. It will be held on Wednesday night, 3rd of April 2024, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms, and also go out on DVB-TRF and via the Reece's YouTube channel streaming service. This should be a great night, so see you there. And that 73 is from the Reece Committee. DATV Experimenters Night. This week, Tony, VK7XTC, is bringing along his cigar box guitar, valve amp and speaker to take us through the creation of a cigar box guitars and hopefully give us a demo. There will also be a follow-up on some items held over from previous DATV Experimenters Nights. See you there or on the stream. We stream the nights on the Reece YouTube streaming channel, and we also go out on RF on DVB-T7MHz standard definition on 445.5MHz. So, if you have a TV, set-top box or a USB TV dongle, that can be tuned and scanned 445.5MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for a VK7OTC. And again, that's 73 from Justin and VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Training and Assessments. Our next Reece Training and Assessment Day is Saturday the 27th of April 2024. If you would like to book this next session, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reece Learning Organiser know by phoning him on 0417 391 607, that's 0417 391 607, or via the Reece website contact form. Check out the Reece Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the Reece YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. That's 73 from Reg at VK7 Kilo Kilo. Technology History News. Early Radiation Meters. Roger, a VK7ARN, sent the following story in relation to a recent DATV Experimenters Night report. I noticed mention of a Geiger counter tested by Justin. He brought to front of my mind the experience with a Geiger counter, an ex-British government model built like the proverbial, in an ice cream colour, as I recall. I'd picked it up from a surplus shop, but it came minus a battery, and I was lost as to why the voltage thing ran off, so I was unable to improvise. I was working with a geophysicist at the time, about 1968, on a job in the English Midlands, and knew there was an RAF workshop in the area, which I believe is now the RAF Museum in Cosford. So, with a drab green Land Rover full of field assistants and wearing a military surplus field jacket, I rolled up to the main gate, queried the civilian policeman on duty. He directed me to the park up in the adjacent car park and come back to him, which I did after telling the young guys in the Land Rover that I'd be back shortly. The cop let me in and took me for a walk through the base to the building where he directed me to a door and told me the guys in there would be able to help. I presented myself to the NCO on the desk and answered his questions. Who are you? What do you want? And how in the hell did you get in here? He told another guy to guard me and went off, returning very quickly with an officer who proceeded to interrogate me. As obviously didn't satisfy him, as I was marched off under double guard to the guardhouse and told to sit there and not move. 2 hours later, I was freed and returned to somewhat concerned assistants still waiting my return. Turned out that the key player, the civvy policeman who let me in, had gone off duty and was not able to be found to confirm he had indeed let me in. Phone calls had to be made to my office to confirm who I said I was and the area for what I said I was. It was a bit embarrassing later, saying that I was doing a secret RAF base when I was supposed to be taking gravity measurements in the countryside. I did find out from the cop who finally freed me that it had been a misfortune to choose to try and obtain information on what was obviously some sort of government instrument Notice hadn't been given to the base to expect a security exercise in the near future. And that's 73 from Roger, VK7ARN. You're listening to VK7WY, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Technology news. CMOS transmitter taps into 300 GHz band. Japanese scientists have developed a phased array transmitter that overcomes several common problems of CMOS technology in the 300 GHz band. With its impressive area efficiency, low power consumption, and high data rate, highlighting the potential for several applications. At present, most frequencies above the 250 GHz mark remain unallocated. Accordingly, many researchers are developing 300 GHz transmitters and receivers to capitalize on the low atmospheric absorption at these frequencies, as well as the potential for extremely high data rates that come with it. However, high-frequency electromagnetic waves become weaker at the fast pace when traveling through free space. To combat this problem, transmitters must achieve large effective radiated power. While some interesting solutions have been proposed, it was challenging for a 300 GHz band transmitter manufactured via conventional CMOS processors to simultaneously realise high output power and small chip size. Now, a research team led by Professor Kenshiki Okada from Tokyo Institute of Technology and NTT Corporation has developed a 300 GHz band transmitter that solved these issues through several key innovations, as outlined in this year's IEEE International Solid State Circuits Conference in San Francisco. The proposed solution is a phased array transmitter composed of 64 radiating elements, which are arranged in 16 integrated circuits with 4 antennas each. Since the elements are arranged in 3 dimensions by stacking printed circuit boards, the transmitter supports 2D beam steering. As a result, the transmitter power can be aimed both vertically and horizontally, allowing for fast beam steering and tracking receiver's efficiency. The researchers use Vivaldi antennas, which can be implemented directly on chip and have a suitable shape and emission profile for high frequencies. Another feature of the proposed transmitter is its power amplifier last architecture. By placing the amplification stage before the antennas, the system only needs to amplify signals that have already been conditioned and processed. This leads to higher efficiency and better amplified performance. The researchers also address some common problems that arise when conventional transmitter layouts in CMOS processors, such as high gate resistance and large parasitic capacitances. They optimize their layout by adding drain paths and vias by altering the geometry and element placing between metal layers. Compared to the standard transistor layout, the parasitic resistance and capacitances in the process transistor layout are all mitigated, Okada said. In turn, the transistor gain corner frequency, which is the point where the transistor's amplification starts to decrease at higher frequencies, was increased from 250 to 300 GHz. The researchers also designed and implemented a multi-stage 300 GHz power amplifier to be used with each antenna. According to Okada, excellent impedance matching between stages enabled the amplifiers to demonstrate outstanding performance. The proposed power amplifiers achieved a gain higher than 20 dB from 237 to 267 GHz with sharp cutoff frequency to suppress out-of-band undesired signals, he said. The proposed amplifier also achieved noise figures of 15 dB, which is evaluated by a noise measurement system in the 300 GHz band. The proposed transmitter was tested through simulations and experiments and obtained promising results, achieving data rate of 108 gigabits per second in an on-PCB probe measurement. Sustainability higher than other state-of-the-art 300 GHz band transmitters, the researchers noted. The transmitter also displayed remarkable area efficiency compared to other CMOS-based designs alongside lower power consumption, highlighting its potential for miniaturized and power-constrained applications. According to the researchers, notable use cases could include 6th generation or 6G wireless communications, high-resolution terahertz sensors, and human body and cell monitoring. And that's sourced from the Critical Comms web eZyme. Now on to regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG, from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG is on 438.55 with a negative 7 MHz offset, and in the south, the VK7RAF, which is 146.650 with a negative 600 Hz offset. CTC SS tone of 141.3 to link the RAF north-south. Statewide, microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area, another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute and southern stations transmitting on the even minute. SOTRAM Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7:30 p.m. and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTARC Coffee Mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Rochelle Club Rooms. NTARC again, Club Technical Nights, Wednesday the 13th of March, and will commence at 6:30 p.m. through to about 10 p.m. at the Club Rooms in Archer Street, Rochelle. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group, net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7 again, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. Northwest SSTV Nights, Monday the 25th of March, hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 77mm repeater on Mount Duncan on the 4th Monday of the month. Events, Roost and NTARC, April 3rd, 2024, History of the UTC and Leap 2nd with Peter Pockney, VK2EMR from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain and streamed into the Rochelle Club Rooms. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, April 6th, club meeting from 1:30 p.m. in the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Nulverston. And a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader is VK7PD. Repeaters, thanks to Reist, NTARC, and in Northwest, thanks to the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres is VK7GS, 80 metres is VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7TPE, 10 metres VK7VKT, and UHF CB channel 24, thanks to Mark VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, thanks to Clayton VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to I've Just Missed VK7WI. Next week's National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadlines for the items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s, and stay safe from Rick, VK7RI.